Hey, sir, Jason Fraley with the radio station.
When did you first discover Eddie, and were you blown away, and did he inspire you to get into the same biz?
Oh, I think it would be a disservice to say that I discovered him. I think I had the pleasure of being exposed to his comedy in Coming to America. Was the very first time. Yeah, my cousin came over with a VHS cassette, and we watched that, and it changed everything for me.
How was your Coming to America with The Daily Show compared
still living that experience, funny enough. That's exactly my experience.
Yeah. Do you have a personal favorite role? Is it that first one?
I think it would have to be in Coming to America. Yeah. Is it Coming to America? I'm torn between Coming to America and The Nutty Professor, because what he did with the clumps was just... It was a mind-blowing experience for me at the time. I was always shocked that people weren't more impressed by what he had done, because it was completely different characters acting together. It was mind-blowing for me.
That's like Peter Sellers' Strangelove or Mike Myers, you know.
Yeah,
Austin
Powers. Yeah.
Can you even imagine trying to do that? Act off yourself?
I genuinely cannot. It's a very difficult thing. Just acting with people that are there is difficult. To now act with people that are not there takes it to another level.
Yeah.
What sets Eddie Murphy's comedy apart in your eyes?
What set him apart, I think, was the fact that he was a superstar, and yet he still connected with every single person in that audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he somehow maintained a balance of stardom and at the same time everymanness. And that was something that was amazing for me, is he didn't seem unrelatable, and yet at the same time we knew that his world was so far out of our reach. So as an audience, you were watching this guy who was a superstar, and he would tell you a story about Michael Jackson, but he wouldn't make you feel like it wasn't your world. He made you feel like, I'm your guy, and I just happened to meet Michael Jackson. And that was always fascinating for me, that he did really well.
And just wrapping up real quick, what's it like after been a couple weeks in on Daily Show?
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah?
It's absolutely insane.
Get used to it a little now?
Oh, I don't think you can ever get used to it.
Is it what you thought it was going to be? I mean, how do you
No, it's harder work. Yeah. It's harder work. There's a lot more scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an insane roller coaster, I'll tell you that much. So the weekends are just that little moment at the top of the peak.
Awesome. Well, enjoy tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.